This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And yes. Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. And remember, Aero Precision is not politically correct and good to go with YouTube. Representative Ilhan Omar is a special sort of Democrat. One of the new breed, one of the new representatives elected during the midterms by the far left. And like most of the ones elected in the midterm, she is somebody that hates America, would soon see us under the kind of regime that would stone her to death for holding office. That's the funny little irony there. But I don't expect consistency from the rabid progressives. Now, typically, when it comes to guns, she doesn't really comment that much on them, and her insane ramblings don't really go into the Second Amendment that much. And she's actually sort of dumb on the topic. Right now, she thinks 500 people a day are shot and killed here in the United States. In a tweet backing Representative Lucy McBath's anti-gun push, she sent this out. Supporting my colleague's call on Senate Majority Leader to vote on H.R. 8, 1112, and 1158, gun violence is an epidemic. Every day, on average, 500 people die from gun violence. How many more lives will we let gun violence claim? Representative Lucy McBath, we passed H.R. 8, the Bipartisan Background Checks Act, and H.R. 1112 in the House nearly 100 days ago. I pray my Senate colleagues will act to hashtag end gun violence and pass this common sense legislation. Thank you at Senator Blumenthal and at Chris Murphy, Connecticut, for your leadership and work to save lives. <sighs> 500 people. That means we've been being lied to, because that's 182,000 people getting killed every year, according to Ilhan Omar. Progressives, you should take note at this particular moment. This is why people like me have a hard time taking you seriously. Her claim was so blatantly wrong that even PolitiFact had to rate it as false. They wrote, when we last examined the numbers earlier this year, the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported there have been 39,773 deaths related to firearms in 2017. 2017 is still the most recent year for which annual statistics from the CDC are available. The figure counts deaths resulting from suicide, 60% of the total, homicides, unintentional and undetermined deaths, as well as those from law enforcement. And this was the highest tally in at least 40 years. Meanwhile, the average over 5 years, 2013 through 2017, is slightly lower, according to Brady, the nonprofit formerly known as the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. Either way, the total gun deaths per day is far fewer than the 500 Omar claims. Total gun-related deaths, 2017, 39,773. Average per day, 109. Average annual gun-related deaths, 2013, 2017, 36,383. Average per day, 100. In other words, what we have here is a slam dunk. But oh no! Omar's office had the cojones to defend this claim. Omar Spoesel, Jeremy Slevin, defended Omar's use of the 500 figure, but he acknowledged to us that Omar's tweet was in the context of domestic legislation, and the reference to 500 could have been more precise. I have no idea what any of that means. That was his, I think he put that out in the tweet or something. Not the Spoesel part, that's me. I don't even know what that means. That defense makes less sense than what we normally hear from Omar and her camp. The tweet was in the context of domestic legislation. But it was blatantly wrong. How do you put that in and say this is in context? How do you support this blatant lie? And when you say the number could have been more precise, well, you know, that's sort of an understatement there, Jeremy. She claimed the number was five times higher than it actually is. Saying she could have been more precise would imply the number was at least close. See, the problem with Omar, though, the problem with these guys and officials like her isn't that they get stuff wrong. Everybody gets stuff wrong, especially when they're new on the job. It's that they can't admit when they're wrong. They don't care when they're wrong. They're doing it for an effect. If her office had apologized, we apologize. We were looking at numbers for a completely different subject, and wires got crossed. And then they went on to defend the proposed legislation using the correct numbers. That would have been one thing. But what they did was they doubled down on stupidity. And then they defended blatantly false numbers. But see, here's the thing. This is where it makes sense, okay? Their supporters will not question the numbers. This takes on the whole look of climate change. They won't question the numbers here. They'll use them, and the uninformed will believe them and argue that we need gun control to curb the obvious threat. You need to look. While we're sitting here going, is this the way it is? Oh, no. Is this the actual, honestly? Oh, no. And then Ilhan Omar comes busting through the brick wall like the Kool-Aid pitcher going, oh, yeah. And everybody drinks the Kool-Aid. And then it's hard to turn them around when that happens. Omar probably knows this. And so she doesn't care if she gets it wrong. The optic she's trying to create is exactly based, you know, she used that information. That's the same information as terminology like assault weapon, gun violence, assault weapon. Well, that's a really good one. The other possibility could be that she's just as stupid as I actually think she is. But, you know, I don't know. She's a leftist. Sometimes I sit around and I ask myself, are leftists ignorant, crazed, power-hungry idiots? Or are they cunning, willing to pay any price and make, you know, sacrifice anybody they have to sacrifice to get what they want, just seeking that power? Or are they a combination of all things? If I was not regulated by the FCC, I would tell you what I think they really are, but I am, and I'm not going to go down that path. But 500 a day, 182,000 a year. If that were the case, I would be flabbergasted. I mean, I would be amazed at that. That might actually persuade me. But it isn't the case. It isn't the case. Actual homicides that are the kind of homicide that you and I are afraid of, that's about 1,800 a year in a nation of 336 million people. So, thanks, Ilhan. Thanks for the distraction. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Well, when you are a leftist, that means that everything that doesn't apply to you applies to the people on the right. Kyle Cashew, the one young man that was a conservative from Parkland, Florida, he's been booted from his Harvard admission on account of unveiled racial slurs on a Google Doc from 10th grade. Now, this bothers me. This bothers me. Right now, on, the people, there's this one kid on YouTube. Well, he's not on YouTube anymore. He sort of graduated. He's moved on. Named Andrew Batchelor. And he goes by the name of King Batch. And he's black. He's Canadian. He's originally from Florida. He went to school in Florida, and now he's moved to California. Now he's actually in Netflix movies. He's actually quite a promising young actor. And I say young, he's about 32 years old. When he was on Vine and when he was on YouTube, the N-word, which is the one word that nobody's supposed to ever say, he used it all the time. He used it left and right. And he was an adult. And he not only didn't pay a penalty for that, he thrived because of that. Because he's a comedian. He is a comedian. He's a funny guy. He is a funny guy. And he did all of this as an adult. He did all of this under his own, under his own authority because he had grown into his majority. So here on a, if you're a conservative, well, if you did something how old are you in the 10th grade? 16? If you do something when you're 16 years old, if you say something when you're 16 years old, listen to the music these kids listen to. I do. I listen to this music that they have. I realize, okay, this is something I'm never going to be able to sing karaoke to. But they listen to it, and this becomes mainstream for them. This becomes acceptable, right? Kyle Cashew said something on paper. Put it to paper. And put it on a document when he's in the 10th grade. Somehow or other, that got, former peers released his adolescent antics to his school of choice and the press. Apparently, when you're a child, you're now responsible. And, they're holding him to the same kind of, standard that they were giving to the anti-gun kids, as if somehow, because they were at Parkland, and even though this happened, 2 years before the Parkland rampage killing, if you were at Parkland, you're somehow a super kid. You're emancipated, even though you're not. When this was found out, he was given 72 hours by the Dean of Admissions to provide a written explanation of your actions for the committee's consideration. Unsurprisingly, his subsequent apology did him no good. He got, as you know, the committee takes seriously the qualities of maturity and moral character. After careful consideration, the committee has voted to rescind your admission to Harvard College. Any consideration of his profile would reveal him to be a focused activist worried about gun safety in schools. He has unabashedly taken the conservative position on guns while being pummeled in the process. He's been derided as a Fox News puppet, bullied by his school for taking a gun photo, and branded the next Hitler by his teacher. Dealing with his vitriol of constant abuse, I couldn't do it. That takes a lot of maturity. Attempting to reach across the aisle to help further gun legislation, something Kyle repeatedly emphasizes, should indicate a developed character. Now, Harvard proudly asserts how its admissions process enables us to give deliberate and meticulous consideration of each applicant as a whole person. It is labor-intensive but permits extraordinary flexibility and the possibility of changing decisions virtually until the day the admissions committee mails them. And as the hard truth would have it, Mr. Kashuv's tailor-made admissions process was but a fleeting hit job. He was instead forced to face the dubious deliberations of his ideological enemies as they summarily put the kibosh on his college aspirations. In 2016, a certain Michelle Jones applied to a Harvard PhD program. After serving more than two decades in an Indiana prison for murdering her four-year-old son, out of 300 applicants to the history program, she was one of just 18 accepted. Harvard President Drew Faust praised Ms. Jones as being among the most talented students and faculty this university claims that it must attract and support. In an unexpected twist, she was rejected by top-tier administrators for slightly covering up her past. Elizabeth Hinton, a Harvard historian, who was pained by this sudden dismissal, deemed Jones one of the strongest candidates in the country last year, period. She added that the ordeal throws into relief the question of how much do we really believe in the possibility of human redemption. Apparently the same way you do about Kyle Kashuv. He said Harvard deciding that someone can't grow, especially after a life-altering event like the shooting, is deeply concerning. They pride themselves as an institution that expresses reconciliatory sentiment toward former delinquents. So shouldn't a thoughtless teenage tirade be a petty matter, I ask you? Nah. Apologies are useless. Transformation is impossible if you possess a conservative mind. What exactly would repentance on Kashuv's part entail? He even closed his nose and wrote to the Harvard Office of Diversity and Inclusion in humble pursuit of guidance toward improved treatment of minorities. If he registered for the KKK tomorrow, it wouldn't make the slightest difference in the level of castigation he'd get from the media. Despite receiving his just deserts in the form of derogatory headlines on a national scale, the door remains bolted. And the password? I promise to never diverge from the liberal quagmire in college and beyond. As long as you can go, thank you, sir, may I have another, apology will be accepted. But you still can't come to school here. I'm telling you. Double standards will kill you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Your guns are hungry.
Feast on recoil and are ravenous for performance.
On the menu, Aguila Ammunition's complete line of rimfire, centerfire, and shot shells. Each and every round of Aguila Ammunition is made with the highest quality of materials and crafted to ensure optimal reliability, accuracy, and proficiency. Visit AguilaAmmo.com and let the feeding frenzy begin. Aguila Ammunition. Feed your firearm.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Orlando is a site as President Trump is officially launching his re-election campaign. The event is being held at the Amway Center, which holds over 20,000 people, and these people wouldn't miss it for the world.
Well, this is probably the earliest of any rally that's ever been done because it's a special rally. It's his re-election announcement, and it's historic.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate needs to confirm a Secretary of Defense.
I do think we're better to have a confirmed Secretary of Defense. I might say with regard to Mark Esper, we all know him. I think that's a good choice for acting. I do think we'd be better off by far to have a Secretary of Defense that was actually confirmed by the Senate.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan announced on Tuesday he will not seek the nomination after reports surfaced over alleged domestic violence. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, well, she is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now I want to ask a question. I received my SCI Staccato C. It's not the cheapest gun in the world. It's not the most expensive gun I've ever had in my hands. And it is, the thing about the Staccato C and STIs, the STIs guns are all based upon decades of competition. So there's a whole lot of R&D that goes into one of these things. And the Staccato C, which is their single stack, 8-rounder, is sort of a departure for the 2011. Normally the 2011 is a double stack. So I put up a video on Facebook of me shooting the Staccato C, which the Staccato C has been named the carry gun of the year. And I'll have that information about who named them that. I was notified of this by STI. So the Staccato C, carry gun of the year. So I've got one, so I'm going to promote it, right? I'm going to show it. Plus, it runs like a scalded cat. That is a beautiful shooting gun. I mean, it's just fast and flat and all the things you want. It's 9mm. It's just crazy. So I put it up there, and somebody comes at me about the cost. And he keeps hammering on this, and he keeps on hammering on this, and finally I got tired of it. Am I wrong to sit back and say, I'm just showing you a gun. I'm not... Yes, I'm branding them and I'm publicizing them. And if this fits what you want, you go get it. But if it doesn't, well, I got these here you can look at, and I got these here you can look at too. I'm trying to cover the spectrum for you. But it just becomes one of these things where it's just over and over again. It's, you know, am I wrong to think that way? That, you know, enjoy the, you know, if you don't like the video and if you don't like the gun, well, don't buy the gun. Don't follow me. But don't give me a bunch of junk about how much the gun costs. They can't make them fast enough. They can't make them fast enough. People that buy guns, like there's a segment of customers out there that buy guns. They'll buy Nighthawk Customs all day long. All day long. I mean, some of the Nighthawk Customs are up there in the $8,000, $9,000 range. And when they build them, they can't keep them. There is a market for literally everything in the gun industry today. The only guns that I have seen that have sat around are the Meteor pistols that were made by Cabot Arms. They're still out there. They've been out there, they put them on the little spinning turntable at the NRA annual meeting. They're $4.5 million each. I can't swing that either. I think they made them just to show they could. And to that end, guess what? They are successful. I know they can make them. But they've made them, and I guess now they can't sell them. But, you know, beyond that, anything lower than that, you know, and pick any gun you want, like Knight's Armament AR-15s, they're not sitting around gathering dust. They're not sitting around gathering dust. CZ can't make guns fast enough, and they're in the lower price area, but their quality is unmistakable. And, you know, the CZ Scorpion, which is hated absolutely by YouTube, they can't keep those things in there either. So I just found that a little off-putting that somebody would take me to task because I was showing a gun that cost more than they thought a gun should cost. I would love your opinion on this. Email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. LockandLoadRadio.com. Let me know what you think. I would love to know what you think. I didn't think too much of it myself, but I, you know. Maybe I was just being a little too sensitive. Every week there's another health pronouncement saying that what is now good for you and what's going to kill you. And unfortunately, the what is always interchangeable. What was supposed to kill you last week is now suddenly good for you, or vice versa. So foods and supplements and activities all studied extensively and determined to be either good or bad, then subject to a new study where we get the opposite conclusion. And I just wonder, how on earth can this be? How can science be this kind of fickle? Or what kind of lousy research was actually put out there the first time around? Or is this the lousy research? I don't know. Some studies note an association which they spin as causation, like determining that older ladies who play bingo often have blue hair, an association that has nothing to do with cause and effect. Other studies are based upon computer models, which, like most climate models, they always fail miserably at predicting future events. So let's take a look at some settled medical science. Science is in that became fake news. And let's start with coffee, which I can't live without coffee. Okay? The morning beverage of choice for much of America. In 1981, the New York Times reported a study from the Harvard School of Public Health finding a statistical link between the drinking of coffee and cancer of the pancreas. 2814, they told us 19 horrible things that can happen from drinking too much coffee. Flash forward to today, where a British Heart Foundation study discovered that up to 25 cups of coffee a day still safe for heart health. Wait a minute. Then there's John Hopkins Medicine, which reports other benefits of coffee, reducing the risk of type 2 diabetes, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, colon cancer, heart failure, and stroke. See, that was a problem with me. I didn't drink enough coffee. Conventional wisdom dictated the use of sunscreens to prevent various forms of skin cancer, especially the malignant melanoma. Then the law of unintended consequences reared its ugly head, and a new study comes out suggesting that there may be a significant drawback to using sunscreen. It could lead to vitamin D deficiency. And with that, osteoporosis and more bone fractures. Then remember all the stuff we used to hear about red wine? Prevention reported multiple health benefits like lowering cholesterol, protecting your heart, controlling blood sugar, fighting off a cold, stopping cancer, and slimming down. You could drink wine like the French and the Italians, be slim, eat what you want, and live forever. Then the Office of Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, they concurred. If alcohol is consumed, it should be in moderation, up to one drink per day for women and up to two drinks a day for men. American Heart Association, American Cancer Association. But then they found out that maybe alcohol's not so safe after all. New research concludes that there's no amount of alcohol consumption that's safe for overall health. So, moderation? That don't mean nothing. It's bad for you. Then there's the walking 10,000 steps a day. And then they found out that at 7,500 steps, you've done as many steps as you need to do. And any more steps that you're going to do aren't actually going to give you any benefit. So now you're just walking for the sake of walking. Studies, people. Whenever you hear about studies, just realize that for every study that goes one way, there's going to be a study that goes 180 degrees away from it, whether it's health, whether it's climate change, or especially gun research. And the difference between this stuff and, I don't really know the methods behind any of this. So maybe we shouldn't be listening to studies at all. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I wish I was a better video editor. If I were, I would try to find the master copy of Commando, and then everywhere where Alyssa Milano plays the little girl daughter of Colonel Matrix, the Arnold Schwarzenegger character, I would cut her out of the film and substitute a garbage can in her place. She continues her evil efforts against the unborn. And because of this, Hollywood filmmakers now have a decision to make. Since Milano's call for a sex strike sort of fell flat, she's now taking a more geographic approach to further the left's anti-life efforts. A lot of states have passed laws protecting, you know, children in the womb, and Milano and activist Ben Jackson have created a guide which includes a color-coded map in order to inform Hollywood executives in their decisions about where to produce their work. The guide supposedly informs readers on where it is safe for women to work. It colors U.S. states according to their abortion laws. Red states are where the right to kill unborn children is the most threatened. Yellow is where the right to kill unborn children is under threat. And green states are where the right to kill unborn children is least threatened. Milano and Jackson declared in a statement following the passage of a number of draconian attacks on a pregnant person's right to choose in 2019, including those in states in which the motion picture and television industries conduct significant business, it's become apparent that those in our industry need to be able to make informed choices. Now, using a non-corrupt worldview, Alyssa, the proper informed translation of the guide and map would reveal red states to indicate where it's most dangerous for a child in the womb. Yellow would indicate where it is moderately dangerous, and green would indicate states where a child in the womb has the most protection. This is more cultural rot, which has resulted in places where it is safe for women to work, which has resulted in the deaths of tens of millions of unborn women, which, I, you know, when you consider that irony part of it, it's just crazy. In other words, because of the actions of Milano and her types, millions of women never got a chance to work. Or play in the playground, or swim in the pool, or dance in a recital, or catch a ball, or have a trophy taken away by a boy, pretending to be a girl, or go to school, or vote, or get married, and so on, E-I-E-I-O. Also, according to LifeSite News, Milano is working with Atlanta, Georgia's Democrat Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms to release a mobile app that filmmakers who remain in Georgia could use to ensure they only do business with people who agree with them. Bottoms enthusiastically supported the idea and is reportedly working to vet voter data from her own election and calling on local tech companies to help out. Milano says she was inspired during filming of an episode of the Netflix series Insatiable, where she was horrified to discover the owners of a house they were renting supported Republican Governor Brian Kemp. Every time we shoot on location outside of Atlanta, we are funding a hurtful policy. Here we are trying to weaponize politics, which, you know, that's sort of an oxymoron. This is not just another example of why Democrats can't be trusted with political power. Maybe we could get a similar app that could be created to use when filming in locations like Egypt and Jordan, where abortion laws are much stricter than in the U.S. Now, if the left abandoned their hypocrisy and applied the same standards to Islamic and communist nations as they seek to apply to conservative U.S. states and communities, filming in those nations would also cease. And I suppose that Milano only wants people to who agree with her pro-abortion radicalism to watch her show. And whether that's the case or not, those who value life shouldn't waste their time and money on the likes of Milano. I mean, she sort of peaked. She peaked... Probably at Charmed, but I mean, prior to that, she was basically an X-rated actress as an adult. You know that, right? But perhaps Hollywood executives should listen to their financial peers instead of Milano and others like her who wish to discriminate violently against the unborn. Every May, Chief Executive Magazine publishes its best and worst states for business rankings. And the rankings are based on survey results from Chief Executive CEO readership. Among other things, they're graded on categories like taxation, regulation, workforce quality, living environment, so on. You know, real adult stuff. And there's an interesting correlation between the Chief Executive rankings and Milano's map. According to Chief Executive in 2019, the 10 best states for doing business are number 1, Texas, 2, Florida, 3, Tennessee, 4, North Carolina, 5, Indiana, 6, Nevada, 7, Arizona, 8, South Carolina, 9, Ohio, 10, Georgia. Of these 10 states, 6 are red, where the right to kill the unborn is most threatened on Milano's map. Of the other 3 are yellow, where the right to kill is under threat, and 1 is green. The bottom 10 states for doing business in 2019 are number 1, Vermont, 2, Hawaii, 3, Washington, 4, Oregon, 5, Massachusetts, 6, Connecticut, 7, New Jersey, 8, Illinois, 9, New York, and 10, California. Every single one of these states is green, where the right to kill the unborn is completely unleashed on Milano's map. And in other words, and unsurprisingly, the worst states for doing business are also the most dangerous for a child in the womb. Do you get now what I'm talking about when I say that they all operate under one template? Wherever something bad can be, that's where it's at. It's in these kind of places. You know, these states are also very blue, and which means they probably are run by Democrats. And in other words, leftism is bad for business, and it's also bad for babies. Now, a few weeks ago, after Georgia, the Hollywood of the South took great steps to protect the unborn. The political worldview that is good for business is the same political worldview that protects life in the womb. It believes marriage is the union of one man and one woman, believes that boys don't belong in girls' locker rooms and on girls' sports teams, so on. Hollywood filmmakers may well decide to take a principled stand in favor of killing the unborn and abide by Milano's map. They may well leave states like Georgia. But, you know, first of all, filming is becoming a thing. You know, you don't need Hollywood to do that. I've got a camera over here 6 feet away from me that is good enough to film for Netflix, and I may just do that. But if they hope to find another state that will give them a similar sweet deal on taxes, like Georgia, such a state will also be filled with conservatives and conservative politicians who share the Georgia views on the unborn. That's the only way you get the tax breaks. Otherwise, they're going to tax you to your teeth. This is why most films are not filmed in California anymore. And, you know, along with believing in capitalism and the free market, conservatives all over the U.S. generally also believe in the right of life and marriage, you know, blah, 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 blah. But I, you know, the theology of self, that's what permeates Hollywood. You know, Hollywood can abandon conservative states and conservative principles, but it's going to cost them in more ways than one. And that's the thing. That's that their measure is money. Their measure is money, Alyssa, you dimwit. How are you going to win with that one? All right, do we want to take the tax break to where our bottom line is so much better than, with, you know, our risk? With the tax break, we have less risk. With the tax break, we can, you know, we make more money. Do we want to do this or do, you know, they pass this law that, what's her name, Alyssa? She sounds like a box of Pepperidge Farm cookies. I don't remember her name, but I think she was, you know, Who's the Boss or something. Whatever it was, are we going to take her word or are we going to do it with the money? This might work as good as the sex strike there, Alyssa. We'll be back in 21 hours, and between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.